Before we start, here are some keywords defined. Repressed. If something is repressed, it is suppressed or restrained. Like it refers to sometimes emotions or memories. If you're restrained or repress something, you're just keeping it inside, right? Basically, you chain it. You don't really talk about it or just let it out in the open. Manifest. Something that is clearly evident or apparent or visible. Latent. Something that is latent is hidden and not immediately obvious. Archetypes. These are universal symbols or patterns that occur in myth, dreams, and also stories. It's like a symbol, something that could be an archetype of something else. Conscious is a state of being aware and able to see or think about the surroundings. The opposite of that is the unconscious, the state of not being aware. You don't have any control of your surroundings. Neuroscience is the study of the nervous systems, especially the brain. Consolidation is like a, think of it as strengthening. So it's like a process of stabilizing or strengthening memories. Totem, it's an object or symbol, usually an animal that represents a particular group or individual. Divine, if something is divine, is mostly related to God or like a deity. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AppFluent podcast. Today, we are diving into the fascinating topic of dreams. It's a very interesting subject, so I thought maybe we should talk about it today. Today, we're not taking any stance. We're not being biased. We'll basically look at what scholars, religions, cultures think about dreams. Dreams are like a puzzle to us. Most of us, when we dream, we want to know what's the meaning of our dreams. It's sometimes impossible for you to know because sometimes it's foggy. Sometimes you don't really remember exactly what you dreamt of, but you know, you have the emotions, this lasting emotions or effect of you, like you're probably, when you wake up, you're like, you're shivery or you have a very sad feelings and you know that you had a dream or a bad dream, but you don't know what it means. When you're around your family, they try to calm you down and maybe offer some interpretations of what you dreamt of. Sometimes they provide a relief for you, but sometimes a lot of uncertainties. So let's start with one of the most influential figures in dreams, Freud. He saw dreams as a royal road to the unconscious. To Freud, we have the unconscious and the conscious. The conscious is when you are awake, you're dictating what you need to do, you are basically in control. The unconscious is the hidden part of your brain, which is outside of your control. And to Freud, that part is a very significant part in anything, like learning, any experience, anything you want to do, you could have to tap into your unconscious, right? So to Freud, dreams are a way of repressed desires, fears, and resolve conflicts. If you have a problem in real life, you are going to dream about it. Freud believed that dreams had two levels of meanings, the manifest content, which is the literal storyline of the dream, and the latent content, which represents hidden psychological meaning. So to Freud, dreaming of losing your teeth, that's the manifest content. Interpreting that as anxiety or change of feelings or powerlessness is seen as the latent content. Dreaming of being trapped in a maze is the manifest content. Interpreting that as confusion or feeling lost in life is the latent content. So to Freud, the dreams are a reaction to what you were doing when you were waking up, right? You have a problem, you were anxious, you most likely are going to dream of it. Carl Jung, however, saw this differently. He believed that dreams connect us to the collective unconscious. It's like a shared pool of human experiences and archetypes. According to Jung, dreams act as a guide for self-awareness and personal growth. If you dream of a shadow figure, that could represent a rejected part of yourself. If you dream of a house of unexplored rooms, that means there is a big part of your personality that is not explored. Motor psychologists see this a little bit differently. Dreams, to them, help us process emotions, consolidate memories, and even solve problems. A study by Harvard Medical School found that people who dream about a task they're learning tend to perform better at it later. For example, if you're a scientist and you're working on a problem and you dream of the solution, you most likely are going to find the solution in your dreams. Or if you're learning a language and you dream of speaking that language fluently, you're more likely are going to speak that language very well. Same thing for athletes. They say, when the athlete they exercise, they try their best, they try a certain move, and most of the time they really can't do it. But when they sleep, they wake up the next morning, they're able to do the move perfectly. In a way, dreams are like a practice ground, right? You do something in your waking life, and then when you dream, you get to practice that or rehearse it further, right? And when you wake up the next day, you become better at what you were doing. That's at least what modern psychology suggests. From a biological standpoint, dreams occur during REM sleep, when the thalamus sends a signal to the cortex, creating the vivid images and sensations we experience in dreams. During this time, the amygdala, the brain's emotional center, is highly active, which is why dreams often feel emotionally tense. A study found that people experiencing high stress in real life tend to have more intense, vivid dreams during REM sleep. Research also suggests that students who dream about upcoming exams perform better at the exam. So dreams play significant roles in memory consolidation. Our brain processes new information, deciding what to store and what to discard. This explains why sometimes we dream about things we learned or maybe experienced recently. Of course, religions across the world understood and interpreted dreams in ways that reflect their spiritual beliefs or traditions. Many cultures see dreams as messages or communications from the divine, offering insight into the future, or guidance in times of uncertainty, or clues in one's spiritual path. For Christianity, dreams have a significant importance in biblical texts, often as divine messages or prophecies. In Islam, dreams hold an essential part in spirituality and considered as a form of communication from Allah. They're often seen as either truthful revelations or messages. In Islamic traditions, good dreams come from Allah and bad or disturbing ones come from Satan. In Hinduism, dreams are deeply connected to the concept of karma or spiritual awakening, the soul's journey across lifetime. They're believed to offer guidance or foretell the future or reveal one's life purpose or dharma. In Native American cultures, dreams are viewed as sacred messages from the spirit world, often believed to come from the ancestors or animal spirits or nature. For example, the appearance of a totem in dreams, it could be seen as offering protection or insight or guidance to specific qualities of the animal. These religious and cultural interpretations highlight the global significance of dreams as a way of understanding human existence. Now, let's talk about animals. Do animals actually dream? You might have a pet and you're wondering if they dream. So studies suggest that many animals, including dogs, cats, and even rats, experience dreams. So if you have a dog, sometimes while they're asleep, they like moving their legs. So they're dreaming of running, right? They're not just moving their legs just like that, but they're actually dreaming of running after something, right? So yeah, dreams aren't just unique to humans, although for humans are a little bit more complex or more complicated. But maybe for animals, they are a little bit simpler because, again, their life is not that sophisticated. Most animals, they don't have to deal with the stress that humans have to deal with, and therefore their dreams could be a little bit simpler. Before we end, here are some interesting facts about dreams. You actually forget 90% of what you dreamt of within the first 5 minutes of waking up. After 5 minutes, you can lose like 95% of that. So the longer you're awake, the more you forget. That's why when in the moment you wake up, you rush into someone telling them about your dream. Something else, everyone dreams. You said we even animals dream, right? Even if you don't remember them, everyone dreams at night. So you dream about 3 to 5 dreams per night, although some people might have more than five, but yeah, you basically everybody dreams. And by the way, blind people dream too. We saw animals dream, so why not blind people, right? Although their dream might be a little bit more about other senses like sound, touch, smell, rather than like visual imagery. The average dream lasts only a few minutes, between 5 to 20, and the longest recorded dream was 45 minutes. Although in dreams, you feel like it's forever, but again, the dream isn't actually that long. By the way, you can't tell the time when you're dreaming. Try it next time. But yeah, that's it for today. Hopefully today's episode was informative. Hopefully you liked it. But before we finish, thank you so much for those who listen to the podcast and also for those who thought a comment on the podcast. By the way, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts. And if you listen there, try to give us a review. That helps the podcast tremendously. And of course, if you disagree with points in the podcast, you can always comment or add something. Your insights are welcome. So appreciate it. Thank you, listeners.